Harper Audio presents The Viscount and the Vixen by Lorraine Heath, performed by Helen Lloyd. Chapter 1. Havisham Hall, Devonshire, Spring 1882. Killian St. John, Viscount Locksley, strode past the silent sentinel standing in the hallway without giving the oak-inlaid clock much thought. He'd been six when he'd first learned that the hands were supposed to move, that the clock's purpose was to mark the passage of time. But with the death of Locke's mother, for his father at least, time had come to an abrupt standstill. When a child doesn't know any differently, he accepts what he knows as the absolute truth for how things are done. He had believed the only rooms that servants of any household ever tidied were the ones in use. At Havisham Hall, they straightened the bedchamber in which he slept, the small dining room in which he ate, the chambers occupied by his father, and the library in which his father sometimes worked at his desk. The remaining rooms were mysteries, shrouded behind locked doors. Or they had been before the Duke of Ashbury and the Earl of Grayling, along with their wives, were killed in a horrific railway accident in 1858. Shortly afterward, their young sons had been brought to Havisham Hall to become the wards of his father. With their arrival, so too had arrived all manner of knowledge, including the confirmation that his father was stark raving mad. Now Locke entered the small dining room and came to an abrupt halt at the sight of his sire, sitting at the head of the table, reading the newspaper that the butler dutifully ironed each morning. Normally the older man took his meals in his chamber.